Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Starting with the dairy markets, dairy continues to slide based upon these cream volumes coming into to the creameries, really putting a lot of pressure on butter markets as far as what we look at. We haven't seen that build up in inventory yet, but a lot of people seeing these volumes coming in, the potential for those inventories, as well as some shrinking benefit against the EU price on butter, which is our major export point for those things. Although we haven't reached there yet, we're still at a discount. And also those cream volumes have been kind of moving into other categories with domestic demand being pretty strong. And also we're hitting the holiday season. If the holiday season domestic demand picks up as well as the EU price differential stays in place, we should see butter kind of lift or at least flatline as far as coming down again. Cheese, on the other hand, cheese disappearance isn't quite happening as fast as we expect it to. Export volume has really fallen off because the EU prices kind of reached parity with us. And we've got extra cream coming into the cheese markets down there and making cheese. And that's kind of exploded that market a little bit. It hasn't fallen as much as the butter has been priced in already. But all in all, both those two things have come to play and push the milk price down in the $14.50 range for the next few months into January, with the average price the next 6 months being a $15.07. Most guys, almost all, are not going to be making money at that. And if you're a CDI shipper, you're making an extra $2.70 per hundredweight less on top of that. So it's kind of dark times for dairy industry for the next few months. On the beef side, which is what's really holding these guys up, on the dairy side, without that, it'd be terrible. Beef prices continue to stay high, about the 535-25 mark for 450 weight steers. A lot of demand for ground beef coming in. A lot of folks shifting over economically to ground beef off of steak season. So that's put some extra pressure on cull cows. Cull cow prices have been in the $1.62 to $1.68 range, off a little bit, but still high. And then calf price moved up this week to $16.50 for cross calves, Holstein cross calves, $1,000 for Holstein bull calves, and then Jersey cross calves around the $900 range. I think you're going to see a continued pressure in that area for right now, given the fact that there's just so few calves on the ground, no calves coming from outside markets. And the only thing that scares me a little bit about that market is the Trump administration coming in this week saying, hey, they're going to do something about high beef prices. Whenever the government gets involved, kind of screws things up. I'm just a big believer in that. And what I'm kind of worried about them doing is kind of hitting this thing a little too hard and causing a little bit of a collapse in the market with consumer demand. And one of the things they're talking about is bringing beef in from Argentina, since we've been such good friends with them, to kind of offset that balance. We'll have to see where that kind of goes. Futures markets reacted to that. Past week came off, but cash markets have stayed high and futures markets moved back up again. So at least there's still some resistance. So guys will be making money, but it may be time to take a look at some risk measures to take some risk off the table. Forage, not much to talk about there. Still kind of staying consistent in all those price ranges. Tomatoes coming off. We're going to finish the harvest the next 2 weeks. A lot of these tomatoes coming in right now are anywhere from $10 to $13 late season bonus on top of the $109 regular contract price, unless you're over your contract. Again, most places are getting $20, $25 per ton gross on those markets. Strawberries, like to talk about that a little bit. Again, it's kind of spiking off of the year. They've had a really terrible year this year. Price is down as low as $9 per flat. Now we're sitting about two times at about $18 per flat for conventional, $26 per flat for these organic strawberries, but I don't think it's enough to kind of get that whole crop back to profitability again this week. And then last but not least, it's kind of talking about almonds and nut prices. Almonds, not a whole lot of changing. Came off about up about 7 to 8 cents from the low down. They came down about 15 cents prior 2 weeks ago, and kind of holding. Everybody's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this market, see where the production comes in. A lot of people calling this crop a 2.7, 2.8 mark. That seems to be the balance point back and forth between buyers and sellers and what they're looking to sell prices at. And we won't know for certain really, or have any kind of good concerns or good indications of that for the next 2 to 3 weeks while they finish that harvest up as well. And that's what I got this week. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.